Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Back, everyone, on the men's soccer show. Our thanks to Yellow Book USA, Perkins Restaurant, and St. Vincent Healthcare. Adam Spinelli, the assistant of Dan McNally, has been around for a while. He'll sit in for the coach as we start the 2008 soccer season. We'll be back with Adam right after this timeout. You're listening to The Soccer Show.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back, everyone, on the Men's Soccer Show. Our thanks to Ortho Montana, Denny Menhold, and Chinook. And Adam, thanks for sitting in for Coach Dan. Wow, what a year last year. A quick recap, 13 wins. I know the goals and the goals of any coach make the postseason. How do you top it?
The main goal this year is that we want to go out and perform at a high level again. You know, I don't think this year we're going to be sneaking up on anybody's radar, and everybody's gonna play us different, and we're gonna go out and do our best each and every game, and you know, hopefully things work out for us on the field.
In your meetings in the off season, what did you guys talk about? And you know, such a difference with this program where it's come. Maybe you already talked about it last year, and you continue to build, so it's all part of the master plan. But any changes now? Because you know, you come in the hunted, and as we talked about it before the interview, nobody and the players are quite aware of it. No one's gonna sneak up on you. You're not going to sneak up on them.
No, we're not going to sneak up on anybody this year. You know, I think we still have the mentality that you have to go out and play good soccer and play everybody to the best of your ability. And again, you just hope that the results go your way and you continue to fight and battle each and every game and go from there.
How does it change? A lot of people coming back, so that's one good thing. Maybe you don't have to do as much as you've done in the past. A lot of good, solid players on every side of the ball and every part of the field.
Yes, no, we have a great returning team, and we have a great group of incoming players that have filled in very nicely. You know, few to mention are Zach Yeager at left back. He's come in, and he's doing a great job offering more going forward. And then, you know, with the addition of the Montana Gatorade Player of the Year, and Gary and Holly, and he's come in and he's done real well in our alumni game, scored 3 goals and had a great showing. So, you know, again, with the depth that we're bringing back, we've added a lot of talent to go with the team.
How do you approach those new players, and how do they break into this lineup, if at all?
That's a good question. They just have to come out, and, you know, the best player is going to play in each and every position. You know, there could be someone that's been here for 2 years, and if another player comes in and he's offering more to the team and he's doing the things that we ask him to do, he's going to get into the starting lineup. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, the best player is going to play, and you know, we continue to build from there.
Defensively, you know, can you get much better? I mean, a pretty solid year. Do you worry about the numbers? Keep the same philosophy?
Defensively, the way we play, we haven't changed a bit. You know, we still play our flat back four, and you know, we still shift and move as a team, and that'll never change. That, you know, those basic defending principles, you know, and that's, you know, I think what Zach at left back and Kyle at right back, returning player and Kyle, that they'll offer us, you know, good quality going forward as well, you know, to add to our attack. And you know, they're very good defenders and they're very skillful, so I think defensively, you know, we're in great shape.
Adam Spinelli sitting in for Dan McNally. The other side of it, we talked about the approach, the attitude, the reaction change, where the teams, you know, ranked, you know, tops in the GNAC with the preseason. The players individually, you know, they're not going to sneak up. They're going to come after them. I guess they can all just seek it as individual challenges.
Yeah, they can. I mean, being ranked the top team in the GNAC, you know, that's a great honor. I think finally this program's starting to get a little bit of respect from the other coaches in our region, and especially within our conference. And you know, I don't think we approach the season any differently. We still need to go out and win the games and play at a high level, and you know, hopefully again the results will fall our way.
And talk about if you had in one side of the ball last year. Was it a tie, or your success, was it based more defensively successfully or offensively or just the all-around effort?
I just think what happened last year is all the players we brought in 2006, like Sam Charles and Jeremy DeHaer and Jared Wisen, they're all sophomores now. And they're all winners. They all came in with a positive attitude. And, you know, that first year in 06 that I was here, we took our lumps. We lost them a lot of tough games, 1-0. And what happened is they gained experience from that, and they worked hard. And those 1-0 losses turned into 1-0 wins. And, you know, they just got confident. We went down to Colorado and came back 2-0. And, you know, we just got on a roll from there, and we were just confident in our ability to play against anybody in the country.
More with Adam Spinelli sitting in for Dan McNally. We'll be back. We'll take a short time out and come back. It's excitement big time in Billings with the men's soccer program at MSUB and the new field. We'll talk some more with Adam Spinelli right after this on the Men's Soccer Show.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Welcome back to the Men's Soccer Show. Sign Pro, Alpha Graphics, First Interstate Bank, among corporate partners for MSUB. Adam Spinelli in for Dan McNally. And Adam, talk about the excitement of the players. What is their reaction with the field?
Oh, they love it. You can pass the soccer ball on the field now. You can keep possession. It allows our attacking quality to go up, really. You know, again, you can knock the ball around. The ball is not bobbling over your foot, you know. So they're absolutely on cloud nine with it.
Is it going to be any advantage? We talked to Dan, and we know how the other field was, and maybe it was more an advantage with the condition of the other field than now with this field, where more players are used to playing on something like that. But will there be any advantage early on when the teams come in here for the first time? I don't know if it's a wash because it's so improved. You may have had a better advantage with the conditions of the old field.
Yeah, I think definitely we had an advantage with the conditions of the old field because we got to practice and play on it every day. You know, and Dan and I went through the schedule this year and realized that we played 15 of 18 games on turf. So I don't think we gain an advantage. I mean, if there's any advantage, is that teams have to come from, you know, a long ways away, a long bus ride or a long flight to get here to play us. So the travel, if there is an advantage, I mean, we play such a tough schedule that, you know, I don't really see an advantage of playing on the turf.
Talk a little bit about that. Obviously, two things. Number one, the schedule you wanted to get there. So with 13 victories, you know, that'd probably help if you repeat something like that with the strength of schedule and to prepare you for, you know, any postseason. A little bit of the same where the schedules, you know, that's all by design, right, to make it tough on these guys.
Yeah, no, we wanted to challenge the guys a lot more, give them greater challenges. And what we did is we went out and got Metro State on the roster, and currently they're ranked 7th in the country. And that'll be a great test for the guys. And then I believe our 6th game of the season, we go down to Durango, Colorado to play Fort Lewis. And they won the national championship in 05, and they lost in the final in 06. So we wanted to give our guys a bigger challenge. We feel that they're one of the best up-and-coming teams in the country. And we felt last year with our schedule, you know, maybe that kept us out of the NCAA tournament. And now with this schedule, you know, we feel if we get 13 or 14 wins, you know, that's something that we can achieve with this team.
We touched on it briefly before. We'll talk a little about the GNAC and a lot more respect. Does that help the players? I guess, but now the bullseye on the back. But big accomplishment, and you guys have got to feel so good. Obviously, everybody's 0-0 at this point, putting this thing together. And, you know, everybody, whether they admit or not, you know, recognition helps everybody.
Right. No, exactly. You know, I think it's a great honor to be ranked the top team in our conference. You know, we're not ranked the top team by a whole lot. You know, Western Washington was right behind us. I think they had 2 first place votes to our 3. And then obviously Seattle Pacific's traditionally a national power. You know, so we have a tough schedule in the GNAC. St. Martin's will be up and coming, and Northwest Nazarene added men's soccer again this year, bringing it back after they canceled the program. So I think, you know, it's a great honor, but there's a lot of soccer left to be played, you know, in the GNAC, and it's still one of the best conferences in the country. And, you know, you have to go out and play every game. You have to fight and battle, and hopefully, again, the results go your way.
You know, the players all want to play. You know, this is what it's all about, and this is what the position they want to be in. How have they been? Anything different with them coming into this camp with such a successful season?
No, to be honest with you, I think they've come in motivated more than ever. They want to work hard. There's goals that they want to achieve that we unfortunately, you know, didn't achieve last year. So, you know, they've come in real. They came in extremely fit, strong, ready to go. And there's no question in my mind that this team can go out and challenge anybody.
Sam Charles, MVP and such, and we talked about, oh, now everybody's going to be after him. What is that experience and that, those playing situations, you know, in the foreign country and mm-hmm. over across the pond, this will be nothing new to them. If they can play over there, and obviously the quality of player, every player wants to be in this position, don't they?
Yeah, I know Sam's a great player, but Sam's also surrounded by a lot of great players, you know, Chris Andre, Brian Husky, Scott Dixon, Jarrell Winford. So, you know, Sam's success is also based on the players that are around him. And, you know, as the team goes, Sam goes. And, you know, obviously he's a fantastic player, one of the best players in the country. But, you know, if he's not getting the ball or he's not getting service from the other players on the team, Sam doesn't have the success that he has. So the credit really needs to go to the entire team and everybody around him.
Obviously it's a team effort. How important is when you return your keeper?
Oh, it's fantastic. Sander has come in and he's had the best preseason he's had since he's been here. He's looking the best he's ever looked. I've not seen Sander look this good, you know. So it's, I think he worked really hard in the off season. He got better. He improved. He knew what he needed to do to get better. And, you know, now we're very stable in that position and he offers us a lot.
So you get going, talk about, run down the first, you know, week or two, weekend or two of the schedule.
We're getting ready tomorrow to leave to go play Dixie State. They're a first-year program, but we've been told by several coaches that they're a very good program. They were a club team last year, and they have a lot of good, talented players. They'll be a difficult team to beat, difficult start. And then we're off 2 days, and then on the September 1st, we play Metro State. And, you know, they're an NCAA tournament team from last year and are currently ranked 7th in the country. So they're going to be a good team for us. We're going to find out, you know, how good we are real quick in the season. And then, you know, we come back and then we open up on Friday, September 5th. We have our first home game against Mesa State. And again, last year they were a good team. We went down and played them in Colorado and we're fortunate enough to come away with a 2-0 win. But they're another very good team. And, you know, like we said before, we've really upped the ante with our schedule.
Coach, thanks for the visit. Thanks for sitting in for Coach Dan. Good luck this year. Big things expected of the program. I know you guys are up for the challenge, and at this point, everybody's undefeated. You're all 0-0, and I'm sure you're pretty excited about the year.
Oh, can't wait for it. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Okay, the men's soccer. Until next time, Adam Spinelli sitting in for Dan McNally. Our thanks to State Farm Insurance, Chinook, and Alpha Graphics. Until next time, this has been the Men's Soccer Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.